historic flooding happening yesterday here in the state of Connecticut. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. All afternoon, we've been covering this, and we thought we would reach out to Ashley Baylor, meteorologist at WTNH Channel 8, about, you know, to get some insight into, you know, how this happened and why it happened to just the certain towns, you know, with this, you know, rainfall that was just incredible. So, Ashley, thanks for coming on with us.
No, I'm happy to. I feel like we kind of have to address the elephant in the room. It's a big, soaking wet, destructive elephant, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So, yeah, is there a reason, like, is there a reason why something like this would just kind of hover in that one area, like a rainstorm like this?
Well, I'm about to make you guys very weather savvy. So Weather 101 tells us predicting the weather is and always will be an imperfect science. But let's take it to atmospheric science level 300. This is what we would call a training event. So training is when rain continually falls in the same area over a short period of time. So what happens is a storm cell develops, it dumps heavy rain, it gets pushed away by the upper level winds and dissipates, but then another storm develops in the same spot, and this cycle continues, and it can continue over several hours. So that's why we had 6 to 12 inches fall across southwest Connecticut. But what caused this area to get this training rain? Well, that's convergence. So convergence is basically horizontal wind flow into an area, and basically it can cause vertical motion forcing the air upwards. That increases the potential for thunderstorm development. And so you get that thunderstorm development, and they keep, again, sitting over the same spot, the same spot, the same spot. Now, I'll say what made this an anomaly is this wasn't caused by a remnant tropical system. It wasn't caused by a stalled front boundary. It was just this simple little convergence at the lower levels of our atmosphere that caused this situation to happen. And I can certainly say with confidence that no meteorologist across Connecticut would have really seen this one. No one was predicting this. Our models did very, very poorly in seeing this. So it's just one of those things where it's near impossible to predict, and the next day you got every meteorologist wants to wear a bag on their head. But we know that there was nothing we could have done any differently.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, weather's one of those things, like you said, it's so unpredictable, you know, what can happen. And if as a meteorologist you had predicted the opposite and said there was going to be 16 inches of rain, people would have gone all up in arms about that too, I'm sure.
Right. If you were to hear, say, three meteorologists yesterday saying, oh, we'd see maybe 1 to 2 inches of rain. Then you have a meteorologist says, no, southwest Connecticut's going to get 10 inches of rain. Well, yeah, who are you more likely to believe?
Right. Yeah, exactly. We're talking to meteorologist Ashley Baylor from WTNH, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. And coming up next, Ashley, I want to ask you about this, you know, thing that everyone's been saying today, a 1,000-year flood. And you had an interesting thing on your Facebook page that really explains what that actually means.
Yeah, and we also want to know what the weather holds for us for the rest of the week, too.
So we'll talk about all that next with Ashley Baylor, starting at 9.9. Talking about all the rain that we got yesterday and severe flooding across many towns here in Connecticut in the past 24 or 48 hours. Starting at 9.9, it's Kevin and Jenna. We're talking to meteorologist Ashley Baylor from WTNH Channel 8.
And Ashley, you shared a very interesting post on your Facebook page.
Yeah, about the 1,000-year flood. We've been hearing that phrase a lot today.
Yeah, this confuses a lot of people when they hear a 1,000-year flood, because it would lead you to think, okay, so a flood like this only happens one every 1,000 years. Well, actually, it means that on any given year, a flood of this magnitude has a 0.1% chance of happening. So it could happen this year. It could happen again next year. It's not to be confused with, oh, it's just such a super, super rare occurrence. I mean, we did certainly see this back in 1955, ironically, or I should maybe say coincidentally, almost 69 years to the day, Tropical Storm Diane dumped a record, I think it was 12.7 inches of rain across the state. So that was a state record. So here we go again with this 69 years later. So this does happen. It's incredibly rare. And what's devastating is this is not something that's repairable in a day. This takes weeks, months, in some cases, even years, because you have to now repair roads that are major arteries, like 67 and Route 34. This is impactful.
Right.
Now, if the atmosphere is showing us anything, what kind of weather should we expect today? Are we looking for more rain this week even?
You know, here's the big problem with that is, unfortunately, we've been seeing some breaks of sunshine. And normally you think, oh, good, sunshine, we're going to dry out. But on a day like this, where we have an approaching cold front, the sun will work against us, because the sun actually destabilizes the atmosphere on days like this and actually aids in the development of more showers and storms. So this is a day I would not have wanted to see sunshine. The clouds would have kept the atmosphere more stable. So we are looking at the possibility for more showers and thunderstorms heading through this evening, some of which definitely could be strong to severe, producing downpours. And of course, these downpours can now lead to more localized flooding. But also I'd caution the potential for any gusty winds. The ground is so saturated at this point that it really wouldn't take the strongest winds to bring down some trees. So, of course, we let people know if any watches or warnings are issued. My hope is that doesn't happen. But if it does, please don't let it be in Southwest Connecticut.
Right, right. And you know what, Kevin and I were saying in the studio, well, at least the sun is out, but now not so much.
Now we're like, oh, wait, quick, stuff the toothpaste back. Right. Never mind. We don't want the sunshine.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, you know, this is one of those things that, you know, it happens and then, you know, we try to react right away, you know, and to the towns that were affected. So we always appreciate you, you know, coming on with us. We know it's probably a busy time for you.
It is. And you know what else I'd like to point out to people, because this is something that's so easy to forget. Relatively speaking, Connecticut is a very, very small state. Had this convergence zone been shifted 30 miles to the west, we would not even be talking about this.
That's
so
a good point. Yeah.
The slightest shift that can make the most impactful one.
Wow.
And how often, and that probably happens, you know, pretty out where there, it goes out to sea, like, you know, that happens probably all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we usually talk about those slight shifts when it comes to nor'easters that produce snow or tropical storms or hurricanes. The slightest shift, okay, no, we're no longer potentially going to be in the eye wall of this hurricane. You know, it's such a small state, but even nor'easters, that shift 30, 50 miles, guess what? Maybe you're getting 2 inches of snow instead of 20 inches of snow.
Right? I was going to say,
forecasting here so much more difficult.
Yeah, I was thinking of that. Like, how much snow would this have been? But could this type of thing even happen with snow? Or is this just really a rain event?
This is typically more rain events. This is more of a convection event where you have, you know, the transport of, you know, heat and moisture.
Yeah.
So you typically see this more this time of year, and often more times with tropical remnant lows or, you know, a stalled frontal boundary. So the fact that this really wasn't caused by either one of those really made it an anomaly.
Yeah, unbelievable. All right, meteorologist Ashley Baylor from WTNH Channel 8, thank you so much. We appreciate all your insight.
Take care. And of course, my thoughts are with everybody that has to deal with this. Again, weeks, months, who knows how long.
Absolutely. We're definitely thinking of everyone in those towns who's going to have a long road ahead as far as the recovery process.